Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Amen. I believe that we are learning something very important here. Yes, and we are encouraging ourselves. We are doing a good work. It's not a bad work at all. We are doing a good work. And I will encourage each and every one of us that don't give up. The mantra is don't give up. It's you have come too far to give up. You are, those of you at the back, can you come closer? I feel you are far from us. Epimumbra, why? Here, crap, plenty seat is here. A lot. I beg you, come. Come home. Ye who are weary, come home. How do they continue again? Endlessly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Yeah. You have come too far to actually give up. You can't give up now. Safe teachers, we cannot give up now. We have come too far to give up. Pastor Peter, help her to come to the front. Hey, Chala, when they are sharing something, it will be difficult to get to you at the back. So, we I also want to tell that you can make it. It doesn't matter how you are. You can make it. You can make your church work. And it will work. It doesn't matter. Oh, I'm not used to children, this, that. Yes, we are all not used to children. That's the truth. We are all not used to children, but it can work. In this session, I want to share with us the blessings of being a saved pastor. The blessings. I think I mentioned it in the last one. The blessing of being a saved pastor. What will happen? Why? When you pastor the children, what will you get? There must be a reward awaiting you. There is profit in every labor. There is profit in every... That's what the Bible said. There is profit in every labor. Anything you labor for, you must expect a blessing. So why are we doing the saved church? What is in the saved church for us? That's the question you should ask yourself. When you go for a job interview, and the people ask you, do you have any questions for us? You say, yes. What question do you have for us? How much will you pay me? That question you ask the people. If you don't ask them, you see that. You ask them, how much will you pay me if I take up the job? Why must you ask that question? I am coming there for money. I didn't come there to make friends. I'm coming for money. So you ask yourself that, how much the people have mentioned they'll pay you? It's not what you want them to pay you. You can't do the job. Yes. If you decide to employ me now, and you mention how much you pay me, and I compare it with my current salary, and it's not almost, it must not even be almost, it must be above it. For me to quit my job and come and do what you are asking me to do, it must go up. So, you also ask yourself that, what will I get by pastoring this ones? What will I get? If this one is my church member, what will I get? No, I'm asking that, what will I get? I'm not saying you should come. Hey, you, what will I get? That's the question. Or you don't know what, you don't think it's a good question to ask. Well, as we are saying that, we should lay our lives for the children, we should visit them at the hospital, birthday, we should look at the 25 things you mentioned that we should do for the children. Me, what will I get? And you see, human beings, we are selfish, we are selfish in nature. So we always want to know what we will get before we do something. That's why God didn't just say that, bring your tithe and offering. He added, so that I'll open a window of heaven. We all know that the tithe we pay, it doesn't go to heaven. It's to buy light, electricity, do all this. But if we say, bring your money and let's use it to do the church, you won't bring it. So God have to say that, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. I will drive curse. Hey, curse. A curse is a persistent and a perpetual frustration. So you bring money, 10% of your salary, I rebuke the devourer, I open the window of heaven over you, the curse, so that you are not an armed robber. God has to say so many things so that we get you to bring your money. Or you don't think what I'm saying is important? Yes. Why will you bath? Monday morning is raining. You have bathed, you are standing with umbrella looking for Toto to go to work. Because you know that at the end of the month, your EcoBank account, you hear an alert. That's the motivation. What is the motivation also for being a saved pastor? That's the question. If there's no motivation, let's close and go home. No, let's close and go home. There must be a motivation for us. There must be something driving us. There must be something. There must be a reason that you say that you are devoting. Like one of the problems I even have with a lot of headmasters, I've set up a school to reduce the illiteracy rate in the school, in the area. Meanwhile, when the children owe school fees, you sack them. You are reducing the illiteracy rate. But the main thing is money. We are doing the school to get money. Yeah. One day when we were in school, I asked my friend a certain question. It was a business class. I said that, these banks, how do they get their money? Then he just answered me with one thing. He said, a company is set up not to make losses, but to make profit. He didn't even explain further, understood it. I said, if there's no profit, there will be no bank. There must be something they are getting. That's why they decide to make that. Sometimes you see the profit. I said, when we put our money there, sometimes they add some coins to it. How is it then? He said, a company is set up not to make losses, but to make profits. Emmanuel Mwakwa, he said that thing to me. So why are you here? Why are you here? Why have you left your house? You are here. You say you are a safe teacher. You are learning how to become a proper and ideal safe teacher. What will you get? What at all are you going to get? All of us want to get something. If you don't get anything, that's it. You are taking care of your children so that one day they will come and take care of you. But I think that is a bad mind to have. No, that one, don't. You are educating them because it's your responsibility. It's not that they will come and take care of you. Look at your mother. And look at you. How many times do you send money? That's what will happen. That which is, so shall it be. So, one day you become a brewer, you call your child, send your old boy 200, you know, for checking 11, where they didn't cry. What will you get by being a saved pastor? Number one, you shall receive a crown of life. Yes, a crown of life. By taking good care of the children, by being their pastor, you will receive a crown of life. James 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. There's something called a crown of life. When you get to heaven, you will discover that a crown is important. Yes, a crown is important. To the people who are walking around, they will never understand. It doesn't matter how we explain to them. They will never understand the importance of ring. This ring I'm wearing. But when you're about to marry, you know that this ring, it can be a center of confusion between you and your husband. I officiated a wedding once. When it was time for the ring, the people were not having ring. It's a true story. It's not a movie. Cassie, can I have the ring? Best man look at groom. Groom looks at best man. Do you have it? So they didn't buy. You didn't buy, it's the same. You bought pastries and we are about to eat pastries, cars. And you, one of the most important things you don't have. People have to donate their rings. Oh, yes, but how do you have to donate rings? After that, we pass the corner and collect it from them. Mofambra, if you go to Kaneshe, go and buy some and wear. Yes. So you never think a crown is important till you get to heaven. Then you see that, hey, there is something called crown of life that if I don't have some, then it means that I have not done something well. There is a crown of life awaiting us as we pastor the children. God is preparing a crown for us. A crown of life. A crown you will wear when you get there. You will see when you're about to graduate, you will see that a rope, wearing a rope is very important. Yes. Yesterday they called about 900 something people to the bar. You see that the wig is very important. You get there, you don't have. I saw somebody own it. Yeah, it's like Takucha. Hey! I said, yeah. Do you know Takucha? I said, ah, but you cry, your own is different too. Do you see? God is going to give us crown of life for pastoring the children. For taking care of the children, for laying down our lives. He said, he shall receive a crown of life. He shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Jesus told Peter that if you love me, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my lamb. Do you understand? The lamb is a baby, sheep, yes. Feed my lamb. If you love me, and he said that those that love him, they will receive a crown of life. You should put the two scriptures together. You understand what I'm talking about. If you love me, feed my lamb. If you love me, feed my lamb. And he said that those who love him, he said, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. If you love the Lord, he has promised you what we call a crown of life. That crown of life comes when you have the ability to feed the lambs of God. And the lambs are baby sheep. Yeah. There's a crown awaiting you. I said, your arrival in heaven will be a red carpet. Here comes the saved teacher. Here comes the J church pastor. Here comes the K church pastor. Here comes the I church pastor. There will be a standing ovation for you on your arrival to heaven. Yeah. Today, it will look very insignificant. What is crown of life? Reverend, what is this crown of life? I don't know what it is. I don't know what this crown of life is, but I believe that it is a good thing. Yes. I believe that even you can see how human beings are striving to get crowns, earthly crowns. People are voting to get Ghana's most beautiful crown, plastic. But this one is called a crown of life. A crown. There must be a reason God is deciding to give us that thing. Number two. Another blessing of being a safe pastor is that you will see the children grow practically. You will see the children grow. Yeah. There's a certain beauty in seeing children grow. Sometimes I'll be at work. Then my wife will call me. Hey, our son has smiled. Now I'm saying, nah, he has smiled. And I said, human being, they say, it's all smiling. I said, you don't know what it means. That the first smile is... It's mothers who see it. Now you know your sky and anyhow. I remember I was there coming. The boy has stood up. It's like the beauty of watching them grow. The beauty of seeing your K church member becoming a pastor. The day they are appointing him a pastor. You just We've come far. I heard just yesterday, I think one of the lawyers, is he a lawyer or a judge or something like that, was giving out the certificate. Chief Justice, the daughter. Yeah. It's nice. There's something, mother-daughter is just nice. We can't explain, but it's beautiful. Yeah. To watch your daughter grow up to become also a lawyer. I say, oh, this one we are changing diapers for today. That's why when you are married, sometimes your parents look at you and sometimes they even shed tears. Because it's like, ah, hey, yesterday no, we born you. Today look at you. You see them grow up practically. You see your children in the adult church leading prayer. You see this one here, missionary. You see this one here. You see this one here. You will watch them, and it's beautiful. It's a blessing. You watch them grow practically. You think Bishop Oko will not be happy to see Bishop Joshua becoming a bishop? Yeah. So this one. You see, those people, you can say, oh, this is my sheep. Yeah. Oh, this one is my. Oh, this one, I know him. This one. You see, people see this one. But not plenty people can say this one. You enter a bank, your church member is the bank manager. You think they'll look at you to join the queue? Ah! What's the honor? You want to tell me the president doesn't have bank account? He has bank account. How does he withdraw money? He doesn't go to the bank, but he withdraws money. Have you gone to meet the president at Fidelity Bank before? You won't meet him too. But he withdraws money. How does he do it? There must be something. Yeah, there must be something that is working somewhere that we don't know about. Hallelujah. So you will see the children grow up practically. Number three, you have an experience in pastoring young people. You become a consultant. An experience. That experience, we can't give it to you, but you must get it. By pastoring young people, an experience is one of the blessings. You become an experienced saved pastor. Every question they ask you, you'll be able to answer. Yes. Last Sunday, we were in church. We went after church. I said, we should all sit down. We have a discussion. Look, if you have a problem with your bar center, say it and let's solve it. There's somebody, one of them said, Reverend, my people that I brought, they said they were hungry, then I bought them food. When I bought them food, they were eating the food and they started fighting. Then one of them said that he won't come next week. Then the rest, they started laughing. Say, you have a bar center. We were to have bar center meeting. There's no meeting place. You have a meeting place, you've brought them and they are fighting over food. You don't have a problem. Somebody told him, you don't have a problem. We are a problem. We meet in front of people's kiosks. As she started talking about it, the rest started laughing. Then she just said that her problem is solved. It's not a problem at all. Yeah. It's never a problem. And it's nice. As they start this one. So when these people talk, then this one said, look, we will solve your problem for you. It's not a problem. Our own is the main problem. This one will talk, said, no, you two, we'll solve your problem for you. And it's nice. The experience of pastoring children, the experience. May you be an experienced K-Church pastor. Yeah, an experienced K-Church. When we are looking for K-Church gurus, we should call you. We should call you to come and explain. It's not every doctor they call to come and operate on people's heart. Oh. You meet some doctor, no. Even when somebody says a doctor, you have to find out what type of doctor he is. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah. One of my lecturers told me, if you have to explain the type of doctor you are not a medical doctor. If you have to, oh, I'm a doctor of this thing, doctor. No. It's a doctor is one. Doctor. Yeah, it's not PhD doctor. No. If you have to explain the type of doctor you are not a doctor. You have an experience in pastoring young people. That is where I want all of us to get to. Be experienced. Be an experienced pastor. Yeah, all the 25 things we mentioned in the first session, have them. Know when to correct, know when to comfort. Yeah, sometimes just enter. Charlie, come and give me a hug. Oh, for no reason. No child has hugged you before. Hey, friend. Hey, so my share lace. Now, let's only nibble. Oh, my maker, when they sell, can they used to buy this lace? Hey, it's not easy, yo. Bessin, hide you. Your yellow shoe. Yeah, the day you are wearing lace, nobody can hug you. Say, Pastor, when you finish and you are going, you must be there teaching. The children have used their hand to touch you. Man, damn, they just say, all is part of the work. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. You should be able to engage a child. You are talking. The children, you don't even know their names. We are suffering. So I can know how you. No. If Jesus were in your church, would you have ever said he said it's like coconut? You can't. That's why I said that see every child in your church as Jesus. You won't insult them. They were playing ball and they went to kidnap them here. So by all means they'll be dirty. Look, this Basenta, you don't know what they go through to bring the people. Charlie, you are supposed to meet the target. Oh. You must, Charlie, we beg you. Eh? The whole team plus the opponent team. They will kill us today. If we don't meet the target, they will kill us. So have they brought 17 is coming to save church. The guys, they are holding football under their armpit with some JCB. So as they have, you just have to manage the situation till we close. It's a wild thing. Church is difficult. Yes. Next one, number four. One, another blessing is that your fruits will be spread abroad. Your fruits. Yeah. You wonder why there are some people know them. They pass here, you know them. They pass here, you know them. You pass here. Hey, last time I was driving with my wife in the traffic, a certain small child was waving at me. I said, hey, so you cried. Hey, and I think the mother was wondering who he was waving. That the mother doesn't know me, but the child knows me that I was waving back. So I shum come. I said, hey, I said, man, cried. That I came out of our hospital. He said, I came across the road. No, I saw some school children passing. Reverend Ike. I said, who are you? So, Reverend Ike, don't know me. Oh, I was the one that way we met as you came to. Was it when school resumed this term? So they say, look, where I stay, I don't think anybody knows me there. Then one of the days, it was raining, the bus was not coming. So I said, I'll drive my son to school. So my son comes home, he kept mentioning, Ayeyi. Who is this Ayeyi Kra? So when we're going, my wife said that, oh, these Ayeyi people, this is where they stay. So since the bus is not in, we should pick them also. So then I think, is it Ayeyi has, Ayeyi is the girl or Ayeyi is the boy? But it's like, so I think my son mentioned the girl's name. But I think when I went that day, they said the girl is not going, but the elder brother is going. So the boy sat in the car and we're going. As we're talking, then the girl was like, the girl whispered to another person who was staying behind that, I know him. Then my wife said, the guy said he knows you. I said, you know me where? He said, oh, I was in the conference when you came to Makane. If you know where I stay, you never take somebody from Makane who come and stay there. He said, are you not Reverend Ike? I said, I'm the one. Now I was getting afraid. I said, I'm the one. He said, but you came to our church. I said, did I talk to you when I came? He said, no. But you came with another man. You came to preach. My area, nobody knows me as a reverend minister. They know me as a soldier man. So this boy going to say he knows me as a reverend minister. Wahame. Just a wahame cry. And I say, hey. Even in that, so I started asking, so they come to Makande, but because of their soul, that when they are around, they go to another church here, but once in a while they come, I think one of the branches in Makande, but not like here. So is it Pedriasi or something like that? I said, so you leave that place to Pedriasi? Say, sometimes they, and the mother is a nurse in one of the facilities in the community there. Hey! I said, this is what, you see, your fruit will be spread abroad. your children, don't worry. This 18 children or 26 children who are in your church, one day you see they will scatter. You get here, you see that a certain door will open because somebody there knows you. That's a blessing. They know you. And people be wondering, we all came to this place. How come somebody knows you there? That's the beauty of it. They will know you. That's why whatever you are, you must do it well. Do it well. I'm saying that your fruit, all these ones are fruit. They'll spread abroad. You pass here, this one seen you. You pass here, this one has seen you. You pass here, this one has seen you. You go here by the grace of God. By the grace of God. There's no lighthouse, UD church that I arrived on that. I don't know anybody there. Or nobody knows me there. I have to now go and explain myself. Please, do you know me? I'm the latest children pastor who has come to town. No. I don't listen to sweet melodies. I'll be on every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Oh, it's me, the Reverend K. Rebecca. I'm the one. Oh, you are not in Ghana. Do you see? Your fruit, I went to hold to go and pray. I said, oh dear. I don't know. But then I met some two children. Said, oh, Reverend K., you have invited us to the sweet melodies one Saturday. I said, how did you end up here? If you are in Accra, invited you to sweet melodies, how did you end up in whole year? Started explaining. I said, it's okay. Do you see? So your fruit, you see, and as they are growing, your fruit to be spread abroad here. Who is here? Last time I had an experience. One of my cousins was involved in an accident. And then I think they sent him to a facility in one of the communities closer. The accident was very fatal. And I think that it was with three others. So when I got to the facility, I should turn like this. Then somebody called me. Sir, when I turned, one of the students I taught, who is now working there, he said, sir, what are you doing here? I said, my cousin is here. He said, oh, was he part of the poor that I said last night? I said, he said, take him here to 37 because here he will die. Pini, ambulance, pini to 37. The two other people, nobody. So they perished. My cousin is walking around. Do you see? So that is the beauty of, as I sit here, somebody will call me, this is the bed. When I pick my phone, I know so many nurses to call and reach. Elom, is that bed in this thing? Okay, some patient is becoming, look for bed for me. Then you WhatsApp. Who is that? So you ask, who is Akolibu? So Gina is Akolibu. Tell Gina to call me right now. Okay, who is at this? Did you call? So that's the beauty of having contact with so many people who are spread abroad. Yes. Who are spread abroad. You think Bishop Dak cannot make call to any country that he knows somebody there? That is the beauty of pastoring people. Yes. They'll go to secondary school. They'll grow up. This one works in the bank. This is a doctor. This is an engineer. This is a lawyer. This is this. You see that your contact base has become rich. This is a policeman. This is a military man. You just say, you don't have a problem. That is the blessing. That is one of the earthly blessings that come when you pastor the young people. Hallelujah. He said, Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, he said, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Number 5. In few years ahead, you have people around you. Yeah. You have people around you. Today, maybe nobody is around you. You have people to leave your children for. Yeah. You have people. You'll be shocked. You let something happen to you right now. You see that nobody is really around you. Yeah. But in a few years, all the children you pastor, if they are still around, let's go to help his house. They will be there. Hey, they'll be there for you. This one is cooking. This one is doing this. This one is doing that. You can leave your children. Even me, I've not even gotten anywhere. But today, I can leave my children with somebody and go with my wife somewhere. If we really want to travel. Because some of the poor I've brought up, there are people that I can leave my children for and go. And I know that don't poison them. But you now, you are, this is my sister, she's a witch. This person, I don't trust him. You don't trust anybody. You can't go anywhere. Hey, this is my auntie too. If you, the way I've been shouting at the children, I'm not sure the children can feel comfortable over there. Or, hey, then what will you do? Then we can't go. Let's see if the children can now, if they can be on their own. By the time the children can be on their own, you are an old lady. The desire to go out to Afrikiko, to go and have you and your husband, that desire is gone. That time the children on their own, crap, the school fees has gone up like this. Scout the akochili, crap, unyabi. Unyabi. This is the time to chill. Now, dear, but now to who to leave the children for? So in future, you have people around you. Look, having people around you is nice, so. You see, people will not leave you poor around, poor just eat. So that in the morning, when I walk through the hospital like this, like, this person has died, this person has died. So these people who have died, you know, who is going to be with the family? Is that in the evening? This one has gone. This one in the evening, this one has gone. But there are some people come there to sleep in the house. So we are here, we've come. As I said, that can you get such a company if it happens to you? In a few years, pastor the children well, go into their life, lay down there. You won't call them, they themselves will come. They will come. At the point, then it's okay, draw a duty this thing. Some people come this week, next week, another group will also come. Yeah. But there are some homes to nobody goes there. No, why nobody goes there? Because you have also not laid down your life for the people in a certain way. Lay down your life for the children. Pastor them well. Be there for them. One of the things I told you early in the prayer is like, show up. When something happens, show up. You know how it is when somebody shows up. You see, it's your birthday. Everybody's wishing. But if there's a particular person, if it doesn't wish you, it's your birthday. Everybody has wished. Your husband hasn't wished you. It's a problem. It's a bishop have to call for marriage counseling again. Everybody has wished you. Everybody, your ex has come to wish. Then this husband that we are in the bushman, we are in the same room. He said he has forgotten. No, he has not posted you to the women the way you like being posted like this. They've not posted you, no present. Then you ask him that, Tio, do you know what today? What is today? What's happening today? Oh, today is Tuesday. And so if I know today is Tuesday, what's happening? So you forgot it, today is my birthday. Yeah, today is happy birthday. That's it. We have to, Sunday, we have to call you people for marriage counseling again. Otherwise, you'll be shocked. It's because we didn't post you, it's a problem. Or we didn't wish you, it's a problem. So be a pastor that shows up. If you can't, a call. Oh, I hear that. So, where's my girl? Where's my daughter? You say something. That's how you should refer to them. Where's my girl? Where's my little girl? Where's my daughter? Is she okay? This, come and sit in my car. Let's go. You will see that, Charlie. Things will just be destined. Such a person grows up. Oh, the person will forever stick and stay with you. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're in few years, you have people who will be around you. Hallelujah. Number 6. You shall reap your harvest very soon. You will reap a harvest. All the Sundays you come to church and you are preaching, it's a seed you are sowing. You will reap it. If you are investing in people's lives, the lives of little ones, you will reap it. God will cause you to reap a good harvest. Yes. You will reap a good harvest by taking care of these children. A good harvest. You see how your life will be like. I was talking to one of our pastor's wife. For security, I don't want to mention her name. Then she told me that if it's her birthday, she has to travel out of the country. I said, why? She said, she doesn't like these people come and knock their door. I've brought you present. She doesn't like. I said, hey. You don't like? He said, no, like it's a worry to her. Small time, somebody will come. Happy birthday, I've brought you present. I
I said, hey, some of us too, like our birthday. You are there, nobody has, like, momo kramponu. And like, in this place, when you go to her office and you are going, she can pick any of the paper bag that is there. Take whatever is inside, doesn't care. I said, hey, I like visiting her. Small time, I go and visit her. Small time. But you will reap your habit. So I'm sure that such a person has sown so many seeds, have had contact with people. That is why you wonder whether sometimes we are in the same church, somebody's birthday, nobody remembers. And that person's birthday, they've done flyer and they say post. Every post in 12 noon, we are going viral on all social media. How many lives have you affected? How many lives have you affected? That's why we don't say we are going viral with your photo. But some prophets will be there. And some of us, they won't get to attend nobody. It's because we have not so affected. Who is this woman? Is she in the church? Is this woman in the church? Yeah. See, some people's birthday here is like holiday. Hey, Obia status. It was Obia status. One of the days I woke up, I posted a picture on Facebook and I wrote, thank God for 365 days. And then when I got to school, happy birthday. Say happy birthday. People are posting. Then somebody said, no, that his birthday is 20 feet. Somebody said, are you sure? No. We just celebrated the birthday. We just sent presents. So, no. I think he's the man who said to the thanking God. The Sunday, I think some delegation became. I said, it's not my birthday. Can I not post anything? Say, we are now sure of what we are saying. Meanwhile, people have sent messages already. Those who send momo have sent momo. I said, it's lunch. It's lunch, you cry. So you will reap a harvest. God is expecting. God has a certain harvest for you. And as you lay down your lives for these young people, your harvest will come. And you will try the harvest bountifully. Yeah, you will be trying to be brave. Lay down your life. This is the work you have also found yourself to do in the church. You see, and don't do this work part-time. You sing in the choir small, then you come and pastor the children small. You are wasting your time. You will not be effective. You will not be. When I was in Tamil, I sacked one girl like that. Hey, she'll go and sing in the adult church, then she'll come and pastor the children. Sometimes you need her here, they say she is there. You need her here, they say. The one that I called, I said, Herita, take a decision. Take this out. So look, from today, join the choir. Saturday, they came, they were begging. I said, no, join the choir. She was happy. She joined the choir. She had a husband. She married last week. Because she's been beloved, she was looking for. Because if you're in safe church, how do you get beloved? They have to see you in the adult church. Yes. So I said, no, that won't help you. Sometimes help them to make a good decision. It's not like you are sucking them. But it's also very painful when somebody doesn't want to be with you, but the person is being forced to be with you. Look, it's so burdensome. You should know how it is. So help them. Look, I think that if you are not happy here, join Aquaba. It will help. So that I know that I'm the only one working, or we are just three. But the one you are part of the number, but you are not contributing to the number, then we are now even pastoring you a teacher like one of the children. It will not, we are putting our energy too much into you. Yes. So, let's believe God that we will reap our harvest very soon. Number 7, you will have angels to minister to you. Matthew 18 verse 10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Their angels. The children have angels. They are angels. Take heed that you don't despise the children. Every child has an angel. Every child. Those of you in K and I envy you more. Every child has an angel. One day, you should kneel down and tell the children, come and put your hand on me and pray for me. You'll be shocked. Tell the children, pray that God will bless me, all of you. Me, if I pastor in K and I church, that's what I'll do.
week before church closed. I said, all of you pray for auntie. I kneel down, pray. Whatever they are saying, you don't know what they are saying, but they are saying something. Yeah, if somebody is on you, let the children pray for you to work. He said, take it that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. That angels, the children's angel, they have angel. There is an angel that guides them. Yeah. And that angel, you have that angel to minister to you. You must be blessed. I have not read anywhere that adults have some angels, but here I've seen it. I mean, when I read the scripture, I don't see children inside there. I look for another one that there are children in it. Yeah. You have angels to minister to you. Angels. I watch a movie, Angels on Assignment. Yeah. May the angels of the children be assigned to you. Yeah. You see, because as you are taking care of these children, do you think God will allow something bad to happen to you? No. Because the work, not many people are doing the work. And if I desire to do the work, do you think God will just allow something bad to happen that you cannot do the work? No. He will cause angels to be there for you. Number 8, God will reward you practically. Number 8, God will reward you practically. Matthew 10, verse 42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, very, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. God will bless you. Teachers, I said God will bless us. Teachers, I said God will bless us. If you give a cup of cold water to any of these children, this is where your money comes in. Yeah. What's wrong with you? Auntie, haven't eaten since morning. Take 10 cedis, go and eat. That's a cup of cold water. Okay. Sometimes we go to the extent of paying school fees. You pay school fees. At the peril of your life, you travel to Eastern Region to visit a child who is not your child. When we wait for Shomcom, the day we were coming, I drove to Adonti to pick the chore bus and the things of one of my church members and brought it home. Do you think that child, if my son is going to secondary school, I say, look, drive him, he will. He can say, have you forgotten how I brought you from secondary school? Yeah. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say. God will bless you. A cup of cold water. A cup of cold water. Sometimes do party for the children. You will see. You look, if things are not working there, try and do something for the children. The Calipo drink. Look, guys, today we are having a party. How many children? 100 children. Okay, get people to get money. Charlie, I'm doing some cocktails. It should not even be an occasion. I'm doing some cocktail. Ice church. You are here. You brought only. It's your church. J church. We are just saying, coke. Now you did Jerry Hazards. Look, make your church an interesting place for the children to come. It doesn't cost. That is a cup of cold water. Anybody said that you will in no wise lose your reward. There is a reward. God will reward us practically. I said God will reward us practically. And I believe God is blessing me. Totally. I believe it that God is blessing me. And I've told myself, look, if you come and tell me that you are transferring me from the safe church, well, I won't say I can't go, but it will pay me. Oh, it will pay me, pa. It will pay me. Teachers, your blessing awaits you. When it is time, look, my life just ended 2019 in February. Look, about a month, that is January before I married in February. I was still staying in a rented place. When I married, I moved to my own house. How it happened? The January before the February, I was not having a car. When I married, car came. The January before the favor, I was not having a wife. When a married wife came. Look, and at the point, my life was like, I couldn't imagine that I used to walk. Oh. The thing just came. It just came like that. When the child came, before this other child would be 1 year, then another one has entered. You're the coin. I said, God will bless you practically. Yeah. There's always blessing associated with taking care of children. That's why teachers for children, they don't grow old. See them, they are strong. Yeah. God will bless you with good health. God will bless you. I said, God will bless you. When it is your turn, you have children. You have people around you. You have people that will minister to you. You have people that will comfort you. You have people right by your side. Yeah. Right now, tell you, if you are sick right now, you are admitted at the hospital, how many people come and be with you? Think about it. Think about it. Apart from my husband, he's looking for money. Yeah. The two times my wife went to the labor ward, I went to drop her and I came back home. The midwife is one of my children's mother. The one I said they were going to the hospital and I went to meet them, that's my midwife. He said, Reverend Nike, wife, he says, okay, you can go home and go and sleep. She just called me, congratulations. He said, boy. You can come for them. That's for two times. Like I'll be there then. He said, Reverend, don't worry. She's in the safe hands. Nothing will happen. What do you think? He said, oh, they should. How much is it? He said, oh, go home. Do you see? But right now, you don't trust the midwife. Hey, did they exchange my baby? Especially you do a scan, they say it's a girl. Then you wait and it's a boy. Hey! No, are you sure? The scan says it's a girl. You see, then say it's in the safe hands. Circumcision. She came to our house to come and circumcise. You should know where I stay. You see that it's not easy to come. I place there called Domiabra. Yeah. But you have people. You have people. May you have people around you. I say, may you have people around you. May your blessings come practically. May your blessings come practically. May God reward you practically. May God open mighty doors for you. Yeah, don't give up. I'm saying don't give up. God will anoint you like this. And in safe church, God will lift you up in safe church. God will just lift you. I've sat down where you are sitting like this and somebody was preaching to me like that. I never thought it could get to my intent to also talk to somebody. Practically, you will see it. You will see the blessings. You just appear somewhere. And because you are a safe pastor, a certain door has opened for you. The beauty. Don't be tired. Even though it comes with a lot of tiredness, don't be tired. Don't be tired. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Pray that God will anoint you more. Lord, anoint me. Father, anoint me. Look, the oil we pour on you when we pray for you, is just fat and oil. That it doesn't show a sign of anointing at all. Pray that God will anoint you. Your preaching is nice. You love the children. You are there for them. You will see the reward. When you do it well, you will see the reward. I'm telling you. When you do it well, when you lay down your life for the children, you will see the blessings that comes with it. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hands and pray. And tell God that the blessings that he has in stock for you will come practically. Baroto simande bre kalabando. Rabanda brosika dabo satabra. Leko satebre kalando satiribe sekete lebe
bara. Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
Rato kazata bra sikete kele brosia. Ra zato zata bra sakatabaya. Leko zibre zato raba kato rabandeya.
Leko paya ba sikende lebe satabranda baya. Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.